Welcome to What's It All About? Comments on the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, today we're looking at the seventh chapter of Ecclesiastes, this book of wisdom by Solomon, in which Solomon just simply observes life here on earth under the sun. And in this chapter, he's making some comments about the place and the need for, and in fact, just simply the everyday use of wisdom. In the beginning of this chapter, Solomon just goes through a whole set of different things. They are just sort of everyday, ordinary sorts of things that people deal with in life. He talks about sorrow and laughter. He talks about feast and mourning. He talks about being rebuked by someone. The list goes on and on. Now, I do not plan to comment on each of these various different situations in life which Solomon mentioned. That would be a virtually a very full commentary just there on this chapter. It's not my purpose here in Ecclesiastes. But just to notice and to glean some things for you that might be helpful. But the point that Solomon seems to be making here is that this is life. In everyday sorts of life, we deal with laughter and we deal with sorrow, we deal with feasting, we deal with mourning, we deal with someone rebuking us in one way or another. And the conclusion that he comes to, or the caution that he raises for us, is that because that reality, then it is important for us to apply wisdom. And in fact, what's interesting is the way he presents here the importance of wisdom is he talks about wisdom as a defense. What he has in mind with that is that to deal with life in an everyday sort of way, when there are all these things going on, some positive, some not so positive, some in fact quite negative, possibly, and they are the occasions for which we become discouraged, we can become depressed, we can begin to fall into great temptation. And so the way to avoid this, the defense against that, is wisdom. God has put us here on this earth that we are to be engaged in life. We should face laughter and mourning and be ready for them and all of the other things with that. But be ready to be wise and to apply wisdom when we face them. The thing that Solomon reminds us of here in the midst of all of this then is that this is the life that God has determined for us to live here on earth. All that happens comes by the hand of God. Solomon, in fact, mentions two sort of specific things, and they're categories. We can put a lot of things into each one of these, but the two categories that he mentions are prosperity, in other words, when everything is going very well. On the other hand, there's adversity, when things are not going so well. You know, the Heidelberg Catechism uses that sort of two areas of life to speak about in talking about the providence of God. And so it says that in prosperity, that is when things are really going well, when you've made a lot of money, when you have very good things and so on, remember to be thankful to God because they come from God. There's a tendency to take credit for ourselves for what we've accomplished. And Solomon says, remember, they come from God. On the other hand, in the midst of adversity, when we struggle, when we sorrow, even sometimes very deep sorrow because of personal tragedies and lives, we also need to remember that they come from God and therefore be patient. Be patient. So enjoy the prosperity. We ought to enjoy it. God has given it to us. But remember, it came from God. Receive also the difficulty things, because God has his purpose there as well. So in each situation, whatever is needed, what is the defense that you have to be able to deal with those and go on with life and not to be overcome by them, is the wisdom which God gives. Thank you.